The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennon. I'm saddled next to Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Make it sound like it's a bad thing.
The 550 K-Fire radio guy. Todd the radio guy. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is at your service.
Just so we're clear, Phil Parker made me use that name. I've never called myself that.
I know.
Okay.
It is a
I get
title,
accused of that, and I'm like, I've never called myself that.
A title bestowed upon you. Right? Through no doing of your own.
Right.
Okay, today on the program, we're flipping things up. We're turning things a little upside down. On Wednesdays, we normally have Congressman Kevin Cramer in what we call the Talk Radio Town Hall here in the second hour of the broadcast. It'd actually be this hour. And we are doing that because Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, is in the region at the invite of Congressman Colin Peterson, which would be Congressman Cranger's colleague in the House, obviously. And so that is happening in Fargo Moorhead today. And also Senators Hovind and Heitkamp will be there as well. And they are doing a roundtable next hour. We'll ask Congressman Cramer to preview a little bit of that visit and what we expect out of that in the first hour. So this hour, he'll be here for the entire hour. Take your calls, questions, and comments. We're also next hour going to chat with the folks from Game and Fish and talk fishing. Are you ready? Can hardly wait. where are they biting? That's the big question. Where are they biting in North Dakota? Any questions or comments that you have for Greg Power, Chief of the Fisheries Division, North Dakota Game and Fish Department? Get him ready. He'll be here bottom of next hour. Your calls are certainly welcome for him. How do you call? Either Congressman Cramer or to talk fishery or to tell us what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We already have a couple of calls that have come in for Congressman Cramer. We're waiting for him to join us momentarily. I know he had a meeting last hour, so that's probably just wrapping up. And we have a call on immigration as well for him, immigration border issues. That continues to be a real issue down at the border. I was disturbed by the story from an agent down there that said 70% of our Border Patrol right now are caring for unaccompanied minors. So think about that. 70% of our level of protection at the border is being directed because of this crisis, which was really of our doing. I can't believe it. So just think about what that means right now. North Dakota Industrial Commission approved some additional oil production limits on flaring. We've had for some time a requirement of all the operators that when they say, okay, we'd like to drill here, put their application in, they also have to provide what their plan is to capture natural gas. And what was approved yesterday at the Industrial Commission was the enforcement measure behind the gas capture plan. And some folks in industry, Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, and others saying we need to have a little more clarity here, not exactly sure that there's enough certainty. The other side, the Sierra Club, saying it doesn't go far enough, it takes too long to get there. Generally, when the Sierra Club says that, I tend to think, well, maybe they found a pretty good medium, because the Sierra Club's never going to provide a middle ground on it. So that's in the news as well. Here's a story that I want to spend a little time on when we have some time today, getting the opinion of our listeners on what this means for the future and who's responsible for it. More than two-thirds of America's youth would fail to qualify for military service today. 7 in 10 kids would not qualify for military service.
Despite so many being able to play video games so well, war games on video games, we can't translate that somehow into military use? Or
here's why. Physical shortcomings. They're not physically fit. Obesity. Behavioral. Educational. Lack of a high school diploma, felony convictions, prescription drug use for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And there's also appearance standards in the military now. And you know those they're called ear gauges. They're like an earring that makes a hole in your ear.
Yeah.
You can't do that, you know, and be in the military. Why you do that, I still have no idea.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's not a look I'm into either, but
so anyway, this is disturbing, and we're going to dig into that. I want to know, number one, what that says for the future. Number two, who's responsible? Is this a parenting problem? What's the issue? So we're going to deal with that today on the program. But without any further ado, we do welcome to the program Congressman Kevin Cramer to kick off another Talk Radio Town Hall. Welcome your questions or comments for him at 800-228-0550. Hello, sir.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. You made a nice drive over from Bismarck to Fargo already this morning. And as you mentioned earlier, the attending roundtable with Colin Peterson and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack to talk about Red River watershed and some money, I think, that the Secretary's going to announce that's going to be available for the Red River Basin. So it was a beautiful drive in the prairie. The sky's bright blue and everything else is bright green. So it was a gorgeous morning.
Well, you mentioned money for the Red River Basin. Money to do what?
Well, the USDA has a number of programs that were, you know, they're part of course, our Farm Bill. Within USDA, a division called the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And so they have a number of conservation programs and tools and partnerships that they do work with states and specific watersheds. There's about 25 million acre critical watershed that's in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota called the Red River Watershed. So it can involve all kinds of things, easements. It's used for everything from, creation of the habitat, but I think what we're going to hear mostly about today is going to be improvements aimed at flood control, minimize flooding and whatnot, perhaps some improvement of water quality, soil health, things like that. But for the most part, when we're talking about Red River Basin, we're talking about flood relief, the ability to retain water, store water, hold water back, if you will, in multiple acres of land dispersed throughout the basin, which should minimize the need for, aggregate storage as part of flood relief. So, anyway, that's what I'm hoping to hear about anyway today.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but your colleague in Minnesota, Congressman Peterson, is not a big fan of the push towards a diversion, is he?
Well, he supported Although he was the only Democrat, as I recall, that voted against the bill the first time to authorize the diversion, but he did vote for it in final passage when it came back from conference committee. He supports the flood control. He's been a little less enthusiastic about the plan that's currently on the books that Fargo is supporting with the dam, further south and the storage of water that way. So I think he's largely in deference to his own constituents who don't support it as much as perhaps my constituents do on this side of the river, on the east side of the river, or in my case, the west side of the river. But, so things like retention and storage of water on farmland and whatnot, it certainly helps mitigate the need for some of the more aggregated storage behind a dam. I'm unclear as to whether it'd be enough, but so I think, Colin is somewhere in the middle and oftentimes takes a more moderate position, but a very, I think a very well-informed decision. Colin knows more about water retention and storage and these programs than most people. In fact, this program, and I don't think there's any question that the reason that Secretary Vilsack's even coming to Fargo-Moorhead is because of Colin and his expertise in this arena. So we expect to learn a lot more today.
We spoke last week with Senator Heidi Heitkamp and actually proposed that she invite all of her Democratic colleagues in the Senate to North Dakota to see a state that's working and maybe have some of it rub off and go back for policies. Encourage you to do the same with your colleagues and Senator Hovind with his on the Republican side. Here we have an ag secretary of Senator Heitkamp's party across the river. Why is he not in North Dakota somewhere?
Well, I think because he's, you know, because Colin represents the 7th District of Minnesota, and he came at Representative Peterson's invitation. I think people, in terms of context of history, Tom Vilsack was a House member before he was appointed to Secretary of Agriculture. So Colin and Vilsack, of course, are friends, close colleagues. Vilsack's from Iowa, so he's fairly local in terms of you know, the regions of the country, and he's quite close. And so I think it's more of a personal relationship with Representative Peterson. Of course, Colin being the ranking Democrat in the House Agriculture Committee, his imprint on the Farm Bill is pretty clear, especially as it relates to these water programs and water issues. Colin played a real big role. He and I talked very often throughout the process of negotiating the Farm Bill about this very.
Hold that thought if you would. We'll get to the calls straight ahead after this break. Don't go away, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's a balmy 55 degrees in Minot right now under cloudy skies. Bismarck 51, Williston 54 degrees, Jamestown 59. Where is it warm? Is it warm? Of course, yesterday was flat out just cold, for crying out loud. I'm trying to find, Aberdeen 57 degrees, Fargo 57 degrees, Grand Forks 58. So Jamestown, I guess you're the closest thing we can say it's where it's warm. 21 past the hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. With your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. 800
228-0550. Before we get to some calls that have come in, by the way, when you call, you have two options. One, to press one, just leave your comment or question, or press two, and we'll let you ask your question directly of Congressman Kramer. Anything that you would like to hear from your constituents about today, anything that you're wrestling with right now that you'd like to get some input on?
Actually, there is, Scott. We talked about this maybe about a month ago, but you're going to start, I think, hearing about and reading a lot more about the issue of the Highway Trust Fund. As you know, the Highway Trust Fund is a fund that is paid for through gas, you know, basically gas taxes, user fees. It's 18.4 cents a gallon is the gas tax that we pay at the pump. It was set at, in 1993 at that rate. And that funds the Highway Trust Fund, which funds, of course, highway maintenance and highway construction and whatnot. And that trust fund, about 2 years ago, it's a five-year bill, much like a farm bill, and it was about to expire a couple of years ago, and they passed a two-year extension, not really an extension, sort of a standalone bill, that expires September 30th of this year. But the fund is going to be insolvent by August. So we probably have 4 or 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks maximum left where enough money is available to meet the formulas. And of course, the money still comes in every day or every week, but there's not enough. There won't be enough money in the trust fund. It gets below what's called, you know, this threshold of $4 billion, where the formula for reimbursement to states has to be pared way back. Now, September 30th, it expires altogether, and we have to have new authorization. We need to have a long-term highway bill. And of course, everything's costing more these days. People travel less. Vehicles are more efficient, so the gas tax isn't really keeping up with the demands anyway of highway construction and infrastructure development. That said, we have this immediate sort of crisis where we're basically going to have to, you know, shut down highway construction projects if it goes insolvent, and they're going to have to pay out in disbursements every couple of weeks, as opposed to as soon as they get the bill, if you will, from the contractors and whatnot doing the job. So there's this immediate crisis, and the challenge is how do we fund it? You know, in the House of Representatives, we don't do anything without a pay for. That is our requirement. So there was a movement a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe, by some House leaders to have a temporary fix that would be paid for by a modified 6-day delivery of mail. Well, that didn't go over very well. In fact, I voiced my opposition pretty vehemently at the conference on that. It was more of a gimmick than it was reality. But my question is a couple of things. First of all, anybody has some good ideas on how we can fund this? We're going to need probably $6-7 billion to get us through this construction season at least. And then we need a long-term fix, and a long-term, do people support an increase in the user fee or in the gas tax? Do they have other ideas as to how we would pay for it and out of the discretionary funding? I've got some thoughts on offshore and federal mineral development, oil and gas especially, development that could be a pay for. A lot of the purists, and I think this is a pretty solid argument, they'll say, hey, listen, this is a straight user fee. It always has been. It's paid for by the gas tax and the fees attached specifically to transportation. It goes 100% into transportation infrastructure. How do people feel about an increase in a gas tax or a fuel surcharge that would be a long-term fix for the Highway Trust Fund? So my question of the day for people would be, hey, what kind of advice do you have from Common Sense North Dakota about how do we deal with the insolvent Highway Trust Fund?
Ask and you shall receive. Here's an email from, let's see here, Scott. It says, Congressman Kramer, is there a way to help move the transportation bill through Congress? At one point, a proposal to increase the federal gas tax was on the table. I believe the president opposed it, which is unfortunate. It's time to finally increase the federal gas tax, which hasn't seen an increase since about 1989. Meanwhile, cars have seen dramatic increases in their fuel mileage, plus ethanol has been induced, which is not part of the gas tax. The per-gallon gas tax should be increased to reflect current roadway expenses and should be indexed to the price of fuel. In the end, the motor fuel tax is probably one of the fairest user taxes around.
Okay, now that was quite a response. Now, I have to ask you, Scott, and I am sincere when I ask this. Did this person send this email in just while I was explaining it?
Yes.
Holy smokes. Okay, I have no idea who they are, but they're obviously pretty smart. So they're exactly right. The current 18.4 cents for regular gasoline, which is what the vast majority of consumers pay, that was actually set, I think, in 1993. And at that time, I want to say gas was not much more than a dollar a gallon. So as a percentage, that, you know, we're talking about 18.4% roughly, or 18% of your gas, you know, payment was taxed. Now, of course, gas is $3.5 to $4 a gallon. It's still 18.4 cents a gallon. So it's a much smaller percentage. It's also a much smaller amount because of, as he stated, he or she earlier, because of the efficiency of vehicles. And frankly, with a down economy as well, there's not as much going on, and not as much driving going on. So they're advocating an increase in the user fee, if you will. It may be a fair one, but I can tell you probably the president's opposition is for the same reasons as a lot of people oppose an increase in the tax, and that is that we've just seen too much increase in all of our taxes. And, you know, Obamacare increased, you know, 20-some taxes. You just all kinds of fees and impositions by the government that cost people more money. And so they sort of lump the gas tax into that whole pot of taxes and oppose it. Now, some groups like the American Taxpayer, National Taxpayer Foundation, American Taxpayer Union and whatnot that oppose it would support a gas tax increase if other taxes could be reduced, accordingly. Maybe there's another possible formula there. So, but that was a quite an email.
Gary and Cathay, same question on the federal fuel tax. So go ahead, Gary, for Congressman Kramer.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Gary.
It's coincidental that you were talking about that just when I was calling in. Yeah, I'm basically opposed to any major increase. I understand the Democrats in the Senate are wanting an 18% or 18 cents increase over 6 cents each year over 3 years, and then have it open-ended so they can raise it anytime they want, indexed to inflation, which means they'll be constantly increasing it. I've got a couple ideas, I guess. The one comment, too, is I understand that they've been raiding the trust fund and diverting it off into things such as rapid rail, urban transit, and such as that, and I would like to see the House put a stop to that. The other idea I have is maybe we should be looking at an alternative funding scheme, and with the increase of domestic oil production, maybe it's time that we put a tariff on non-North American oil imports.
Hey, baby. Yeah, let the export ban and then sock it to him the other way. We'll get to Congressman Kramer's reaction to your suggestions, Gary, after the break. Hold tight. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does every single day to the tune of $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and energy security for America. Find out more about this industry and how they're helping to meet all the challenges that are out there from oil and gas production as well at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Circle the calendar for a couple of dates on Cookfest coming up, too. You'll find that on the website. Those are great fun. That little blast last week in Tioga at the Million Barrel Thanks, Million Barrel Celebration, and the Cookfest is a lot of fun. It's coming up, so looking forward to that. More of our Talk Radio Town Hall now with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us today on the program. And Gary and Kathy called before the break with two suggestions. One was, quit raiding the fund. In other words, you told us it was insolvent. Is it insolvent because it's being used for things other than it was intended to? He specifically used light rail as an example, and he had the idea for, you know, the tariff on non-North American oil. What about those two ideas?
Okay, so with regard, he's right about the mass transit. So for a long time, the highway trust fund, I think since the 50s when it was first created, to build the interstate highway system, it was all about highways. It, then in the 80s, they added things like light rail and other mass transit. And that has, of course, been a factor. Obviously, that's added to the expense side of the ledger. In 93, it went up to 18.4 cents. I think he referenced that the Senate is proposing basically doubling that over the course of 3 years and then indexing it. The index idea, that you would index to inflation, that way, you know, as inflation went up, so would the tax. So the price of gas would go up, so would the tax. The thing about a tariff on importing oil is that would create revenue until we stop importing oil. And of course, we'd love to stop importing oil. We'd like to be exporting, as you referenced earlier, and I'm happy to talk more about that. So tariffs are, they might make some sense in some ways. The problem is we're getting close to self-sufficiency here. And if we, with a new president, we could be self-sufficient. And if that were to happen, we would lose that revenue source. Another revenue source that I think would be a good one would be for federally owned minerals. Now, remember, you maybe have heard me say in the past that according to the industry or the Institute for Energy Research, the United States government, that is to say the taxpayers of this country, own over $123 trillion worth of oil and gas, which is under offshore or under federal lands. It might not all be easily recoverable, but that's a lot of oil and gas. If we could create an incentive for the government itself to allow more development of those resources and use a bigger share of the revenue from those resources for highway and transportation infrastructure, that'd be a new source of income. It would also have other benefits like job creation and energy independence and energy security, as I like to call it. So the other scheme that the president's supporting, and there's some merit to this as well, is is some sort of a program that incents offshore profits of American companies to repatriate those profits. You know, we have a gross disincentive for American companies to do business abroad to bring their profits home because we have the highest corporate income tax rate by far of any developed nation in the world. The problem with that is that you get those revenues back here, you spend them on highway infrastructure, and you know, there's no longer, you know, again, that's a shrinking source of revenue or Kennedy because it's sort of designed to be a temporary fix. And hopefully, with comprehensive tax reform, we could create an incentive to bring all of those dollars home on a more, much more regular basis and invest them in America and American jobs rather than overseas. So there are lots of things out there. One thing I would also add, I think Gary gets to a very fundamental point, and I hear this a lot from people, and again, I'm interested in more feedback. If the money is used for its intended purpose, as say a highway trust fund used to build highways and maintain highways, most people that I hear from support maybe a slight increase or indexing or something like that. But they fear more than anything, of course, and rightfully so, is that the government would raid that trust fund for things it's not intended for.
Which is why we're in the super in right now. Gary, great call, question, thanks. Stephen Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Congressman.
It's a pleasure of mine. Thank you.
I've got one comment, and then I've got a couple questions for you, because I don't know the answers, but I'm not in D.C. My comment is, why does everything wait until the month before something, and then it's a disaster?
Yeah.
There's no planning. It seems like everything comes down to the final line.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
No, well, and I don't know if that was more of a rhetorical or not, but your observation is right on point. And it's one of the things that drives me crazy. It drives a lot of us crazy. You know, the SGR, the sustainable growth rate, the doc fix, as they call it, the Medicare is an example of that. You know, even running the budget, running the government itself does, because Washington operates under crisis management better than it does under planning. To some degree, that's baked in, you know, because you have the separation of powers, you have the gridlock that's sort of baked into the Constitution itself. And you consequently have this conflict all the time, and people don't respond until there's either tremendous political pressure or some sort of a deadline or crisis.
Yes, sir. And if you could ask questions, I know the first thing everyone in D.C. wants to do is raise revenue. But out here in the real world, if revenue is flat, we've got decreases outside. I kind of disagree with. Costs have gone up because outside of North Dakota and a couple other areas, the economy is still down from 5 years ago. Prices, you know, contractors are out there begging for work. And number two is, why when we do bids, we put all these mandates to where you have to pay union wages, you have to pay the prevailing wage. We can't go in and get the low bidders because it'll take away. I mean, sometimes it seems like it's just a federal jobs program.
Okay, so you have just debated both sides of the issue perfectly. You're exactly right. Why in a down economy, when, remember, part of why there is a shortage of funds in the Highway Trust Fund, in addition to it paying for things that are originally not intended, you know, transportation-oriented but not specifically highways, is a down economy. People aren't driving as much. They're not as many goods and services being ordered. So trucking isn't, you know, the trucking industry is down in places other than North Dakota. That said, then why does the cost of construction, highway construction, keep going up? And you've nailed it. It's the government itself that adds the cost. For example, things like the outrageous environmental impact statements and studies that have to be done on a highway project where you aren't even breaking new ground. You're just rehabilitating an existing highway. Maybe you're putting in a new culvert. Requirements that, you know, you have to bring rocks, for example. If you need rocks, you have to bring rocks from a certain place as opposed to closer to the project, because when you remove the rocks from a farmer's rock pile, they may not be, you know, that there might need to be an environmental study on that pile even. I mean, it's just outrageous requirements that are imposed by the federal government that actually add the cost, along with certain other things like union labor and lawsuit, you know, mitigation and Endangered Species Act, which has become one of the worst ones. So you've nailed it on both the expense side and why the government is so perverse in its incentives that goes counter to actually the market forces, because there are a lot of contractors around the country that would love to be working. So that, you know, thereby the price shouldn't be going up, but it is because of the imposition of government regulation.
Appreciate the call, Steve, and others waiting, so I'm going to keep cranking here. Tim and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Tim.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Congressman Kramer. Tim Fisher. I'm outside of Kildare. Great talk today. Congressman, speaking with the people all through the oil field, the biggest issue that they have is the credibility of where the money will go. And one example is TARP. A recent study came out that of the $1,000 billion, which is a trillion, of the $1,000 billion dollars, only $18 billion, so 1.8% of that actually went to roads and bridges. But that specifically is what the president said it was going to be for, roads and bridges and, you know, shovel-ready jobs.
Right.
So it got raided into so many other areas. So that's, number one, the credibility issue. Number two is, on the other caller, I believe, isn't it the Bacon-Davis Act that stated that all federal jobs must be bid at a union rate? So,
well, that certainly adds to the cost, yes.
Yeah, so instead of coming at $18, they might have to go $36 because that's the prevailing. Is a repeal of Bacon-Davis in this down economy, is that something that should happen?
It sure gets talked about a lot. I certainly have no problem supporting something like that. Tim, and I think that therein lies the opportunity perhaps for some negotiation. If one side wants to increase revenue by some means, then, and somebody's willing to do that, then we ought to get something in return. Perhaps some sort of, I don't know if it's a repeal or modification or some sort of, there's got to be some negotiation, some give and take. That would be one area. With regard to your first point, and remind me again, your first point was,
I spoke about TARP. Of the $1,000 billion, only $18 billion went into roads and bridges, and $982 billion went someplace else.
Well, the credibility of where the money goes is the biggest problem that a lot of people have with everything in government right now. It is why the president this week has been making a lot of fun of Republicans in the House for, quote, doing nothing. Now, that's laughable considering we've passed a couple of hundred bills that the United States Senate won't even take up, that Harry Reid protects the president from ever having to act on by making sure that never comes up. So we've passed a lot of jobs bills, dozens of jobs bills. We've passed, some long-term fixes to a lot of these problems that the Senate, the Democrat leadership will not take up. But part of the problem with doing more things, like he wants now immigration reform, imagine that. He invites illegal immigrants to cross our border. It's created a crisis. And now he blames Republicans for not passing, quote, immigration reform, which is so laughable. The reason we don't pass some things is for the very reason you just stated, Tim, and that is we cannot rely on this president, his administration, to enforce the laws. And if the president would enforce the laws, we wouldn't have the immigration problems that we have at the border, and perhaps he'd have a much more cooperative Republican House on issues like immigration reform, as well as other funding sources. You're right. When $18 billion out of a trillion gets spent on the things he said it was going to get spent on, why would we trust him with another $1 trillion?
Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks. Let me get Marilyn quickly with a question, at least before the break, and Stanley. Go ahead, Merrill.
Well, I have some quick ones here for you. First of all, good morning. It's a beautiful morning across North Dakota, that is for sure. I heard you talking about that earlier,
sure,
Kevin. But first of all, when you were talking about less traffic and higher fuel-efficient vehicles and less consumption of gasoline leading to lower collections on gas tax.
Hey, Merrill, do me a favor. We're tight up against the clock here, so I want to give you time to ask your question. We'll do it when we come back.
Yeah. Okay.
What's on your mind? Hold tight.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. Talk Radio Town Hall today with Congressman Kevin Cramer, our final segment for that. And a number of calls that have come in before, during the breaks and before the Congressman was on, we want to get to as well. We're going to finish quickly with Merrill in Stanley. And by the way, talking fishing next hour. Bottom of next hour, Game and Fish will be here to talk about where the hot spots are in North Dakota fishing. Any questions on that? Welcome. Also talk about this new survey on military youth being ineligible in big numbers for the military and what you make of that. The flaring rules and more are coming up on the program. Okay, Merrill, so if you would, finish your question quickly for the congressman.
Okay, just quickly, after spending a couple of days fishing on Sakakawea, that was a lot of fun and good fishing as well. But the report on less usage and less gasoline usage, higher efficiency vehicles and such, and leading to lower gas tax collections. Is that just common knowledge, or is there somewhere that there is a report?
Yeah, that's a great question, Merrill. That's a great question. It is sort of accepted knowledge, but whether it could be documented, I'm not certain. But I'll certainly try to track that down and and see what we can get for you. But it obviously it's a pretty plausible argument and makes some sense. But that said, it is also a goal. You know, we want to be more efficient. That's why you heard this talk of some, you know, of a formula that taxes people based on how many miles they drive as opposed to the fuel usage. And as near as I can tell, there's very little tolerance for that, even if somebody can make a good intellectual argument for it.
Appreciate the call, Merrill. Call again, and great to hear from you. Appreciate getting the fishing report on Sakakawea there,
yeah,
too. A couple of calls that came in on immigration before the program and one during the break. Roll these two, if you would, Ted.
Yes, good morning, Scott. I'd like to ask the congressman why we don't just enforce the laws we have. The American people count on the politicians and the law enforcement officers to enforce the laws on the books, and how we can just ignore the immigration laws, ignore illegal workers, and not prosecute the employers who are hiring them. And this is endangering all the Americans. It's crippling our economy, and it's endangering the whole country. This thing on the border, there's no telling what's come across the border, and it's just wrong. We have laws on the books that people are just flat ignoring, and none of the politicians are forcing this president to enforce it. The people who don't enforce our laws and swore to the Constitution should be impeached. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, and one other on immigration.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I've got a question for Congressman Kramer. How is this happening with the kids coming across the border from Mexico and Guatemala? You know, how in the world is this happening? You know, do the kids get together on Facebook or something and then they all decide to run away from home? Or is there something way more sinister involved with the Mexican government? Just asking.
All right, in a minute or less, if you could, we'll address those.
The first one, remember, the Speaker of the House, Boehner, is initiating a lawsuit against the president. The reason that we can't force the president to uphold the law is because we're not the law enforcement officer. The House of Representatives has no authority to arrest. We have no law enforcement authority. We just pass the laws. He ignores them. Even the laws that he signs into law, he tends to ignore. You might recall the Supreme Court did rule last week, all somewhat in favor of our side of the issue in the EPA. They did rule that the presidents can selectively enforce the laws as a part of a transition, but they are not allowed to change the laws. So on the one hand, they can't change the laws through executive order, but they can, you know, they can choose to not enforce certain laws. That's how he gets by with it. The second question, how is this happening? I think it is quite sinister. Why we have not put the foot down on Mexico? They are beholden to us in lots of ways. And now, granted, they're an important market for us as well. But this president does nothing. We've got a Marine, for crying out loud, in a third-rate, you know, prison in Mexico that we can't even get back. We take Osama bin Laden out, but we can't go get somebody out of a Mexican prison because this president doesn't have the political will or the stamina. He's got to man up and start standing up to the Mexican government. That is part of why we're getting Central American children coming through. That and his own declaration of his own policy is that we're wide open. Come on, if illegal or legal, come on into the United States.
All right, one more.
Hello, Congressman Kramer. Thank you for coming on the radio. So appreciate that. Do not take it for granted, sir. And I do thank God for you and your representation of the state of North Dakota. I'm wondering what actions, if any, that yourself, Senator Hoeven, or Senator Heitkamp have planned in light of the president's comments that he does not need you and that he does not need us. He said he will act without our input and will do things his own way.
All right, we have half a minute for the answer.
We'll keep doing what we do in the House and passing laws and holding him accountable to our oversight. But we're now preparing to sue the president for his unwillingness to uphold the laws that are passed and even some of the laws that he signed into law. So it's unclear. In fact, it may be impossible that we would have standing in a lawsuit, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to do it. We've run out of all of our other options, so suing him seems to be the next best step, and the Speaker of the House is supporting it.
By the way, he seems to be welcoming it. So he said, sue me. You know,
yeah, sue me, yeah, right. He is the most arrogant human being I've ever run across, and to think that he's president is really quite unfortunate.
Oh, if he were on the ballot in North Dakota tomorrow, what do you think? Would he get 10% of the vote?
Well, he might get 20.
Okay. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Weekly Talk Radio Town Hall, back with us next week. And enjoy your time with Secretary Vilsack. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks, Scott. Bye now.
All right, folks, we're out of time for this hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall, but there's more to come. Don't go away.
Important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish, too?
You made the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.